you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. I have 221-1-3101-0034-1903.
Okay. I have another one, too,
that's maybe it's more current.
Oh, it's fine. I can pull up either one. Is this Sears Hometown Store?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Let me just load this real quick. And let me see here. Am I speaking to Edward?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Hi, Edward. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. Let me just confirm some info from you real quick that we have in file, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
All right. Sure.
Okay. Let me see. Here is the address over there, 3725 East Main Road.
Yeah, that's the physical address, yep.
All right, okay. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a S-Corp LLC?
It's an LLC.
LLC.
One owner LLC, which is me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're the 100% owner?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, and if we get disconnected, what's a good number to reach you back at?
716-785-2877.
2877. Okay, perfect. Edward, so we have many different programs available depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
I have some capital improvements I'm in the process of doing and trying to, so I'm looking for, obviously a monthly, paying monthly versus weekly is a much better structure for me. We're a retail appliance, and, basically we're a Sears store, but an owner-operator version in a smaller scale as far as the size of the location. So I carry appliances, tools, fitness, and lawn and garden. Excuse me.
Okay.
And so what I'm trying to do is do and bedding. And what I'm trying to do is do some renovations for the fitness and bedding area and upgrade all that. And I'm looking for around $45,000.
Okay. Perfect. So $25,000, and you said renovations towards the fitness area?
$45,000.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
And you said, is this just towards going towards renovations?
Yes, for the most part, it'll be going towards. Minor. It's basically renovations and paying the bills for doing it. That's it. Yes.
Okay. And you said you're renovating the fitness area. What are you doing to it?
Inside the store, we're upgrading to a newer look and a newer style, and we need to put redo some walls and redo some space, and so we're looking to just upgrade the interior.
Okay, so some interior upgrading. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. How soon were you looking to do all of this?
Well, relatively soon. I've already started, so the sooner I could do this, the better, obviously.
Oh, you've already started?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And this is just kind of tying up the last little bit that you need, or?
Right, correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you had a working capital loan before?
No, I have not.
No, you haven't? Have you? So you don't have any out currently?
No, I do not. Mm-mm.
Okay, perfect. Okay. No, working capital. And let's see here. What is the what would be your return on investment here for this particular loan?
As far as looking for what my monthly sales are,
how much would it be able to make you?
Well, obviously with the renovations and all that, we hope to bring in additional business because we're upgrading. So we're hoping to see an additional increase of, probably $250,000 a year or better of increase of business.
Oh, wow.
Because people now would know that we have a nice mattress department. They and mattresses are a very good markup, quite frankly.
Yeah. Do you guys sell mattresses now, or is it just?
Yes, we do, but on a very small scale. So that's why we're trying to enlarge the area and put more display area for more items for people to look at.
Okay, okay. And are you doing the same?
Go ahead.
You're doing the same with the fitness part as well?
Well, to a point. Fitness is we're probably not going to add any more items on the floor, but what we're going to do is put them in a better way where they can be much more appealing to look at and to demonstrate and so forth.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, makes sense. So mattresses is where you're kind of really adding on that.
Mattresses, and then it'll help me enlarge my appliance department, which is another big profit center.
Cool.
It's our primary profit center. Because moving mattresses out of that low area allows me to add, quite frankly, about another, and mostly in refrigeration, another a dozen or more units on the floor. And most of the units that I'm adding are all going to be higher end, you know, $2,000 plus, you know, refrigeration units for display.
Oh, wow. Okay, perfect. Okay, so our working capital programs are generally based on your gross annual sales. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
Annual, $4 million.
Oh, okay. So you'll have absolutely no problem getting, you know, $45,000 then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we netted around $650,000. In fact, my 1099 from Sears, I'll tell you, I just had it in front of me here. here it is. $656,131.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That was my net last year.
That's good. That's good. And how long have you guys been in business?
10 years.
10 years? Wow. How'd you get into that industry?
Actually, the former owners were looking to retire and move to Florida, which they did, and I bought them out.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was looking to do something slightly different than what I was doing, and I was on the road traveling, and I wanted to get in where I could be more at home. At the time, you know, my children were all in high school, you know, I got a little younger than that, and I was looking to be around more for them, you know, and so forth. And it was an opportunity to have a look. Didn't know I was going to be doing 80 hours a week. That's another thing, you know.
Yeah. Makes sense. What were you doing before this?
I was in the golf and turf division. I actually sold for John Deere equipment for their golf and turf division. Basically, the better part of New York State and part of Pennsylvania and part of Ohio.
Oh, wow. So, like, sales?
Golf courses, I call it. And sales, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's good. You kind of found this opportunity then.
Right, right, right. It's 2 miles from my house, so it's good.
Oh, even better, even if it's 80 hours a week.
Yes.
Have you looked into financing anywhere else? Do you have a line of credit with your bank or anything like that right now?
No, I haven't. I talk to banks, but, you know, they want your firstborn and pretty much everything else to go along with it. And I'm really, you know, I know these are a little bit higher rates and there's you know, a shorter term payback, but I'm just not interested in going through the hoops and whistles of what a bank. I have a personal individual that's well off that has offered me to do this, but again, do I really want to get an individual that's a customer involved and where I have to, you know, beholden to him, so to speak?
Yeah.
So I'm looking to see what my options are here.
Okay, okay. So, but have you applied with any other, like, working capital programs or anything like that yet?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so in order to move forward and get you an approval, there's a couple documents I would need from you. It would be our one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, 4 months of credit card processing statements, and then your tax return.
Okay. Now, as far as the tax return, the whole thing is just a Schedule C.
I would just need the first page that shows the gross annual sales, and then the page that shows the ownership breakdown.
Page, ownership, and sales. Mm-hmm.
So I can...
On the income tax, on my tax return, they show the gross sales, they show the net which is the $654,000, because that's what I get commissioned. I would almost have to print something from Sears somehow to show you the gross sales, but the net sales, $654,000, they're the net sales. I mean, I can show it, give you my, I can make a copy of a 1099 to show that, you know.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, well, just send me what you have.
Ownership, I could do that too.
Okay, they, perfect.
What it is that they commission us twice a month, and that's why I do have, so that you know, my bank, I have a $10,000 overdraft, because there's many times, quite frankly, when our money comes in twice a month and my payroll might be the week before, and they'll charge me a fee, but they'll cover everything, and then until my money's, which usually are, you know, anywhere from $18,000 to $25,000 every 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
okay, I'll make sure I make a note of that.
You'll see that on the bank statements, and you'll see overdraft fees. I'm not going to lie here and say, you know, and make that, but that's one reason why I set it up with the bank, with the ability for having a commercial account, because it's not like I deposit daily into my working account.
Mm-hmm. So it's paid every 2 weeks?
Every 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the month.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's twice a month, but it varies. Sometimes it's the first 2 weeks in the month, sometimes it's the first 3 weeks, and then again the following. If it's a 5-week month, so to speak, like September is, well, basically they consider it a 5-week month, because they start the month actually on August 29th, and mm-hmm. then they ended on September 30th. Actually, they ended on October 1st. It's a 5-week month, so we get paid on like the we get paid on the 16th, and then on the 30th.
Okay. So it's set up so that they would pay it, but you just, once the money comes in, then they kind of just reverse it for you.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we don't have return checks. Haven't had them in since I redid my checking account here a little under a year ago, that we've had those issues. So we have a very, very workable commercial bank that works with us in that matter.
No, well, that's good. That's really good.
And they don't allow any ACHs to get, you know, bounced either, because I have a lot of things that, you know, my insurances all come out of my ACH, and some of my direct payments with utility companies, you know, like,
oh, okay.
You know, like Verizon and the gas company and the electric company. So they're all, you know, ACHs. So obviously we got to make sure that they don't ever get, you know, not able to go through.
Okay, so nothing gets bounced. The bank takes care of it, and because they know they'll get their money eventually.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure I make a note of that. Okay, so I will send, what's a good email for you, and I can send all of this over to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D is in dog, S is in Sam, 3603 at SH as in Harry, O is in Oscar, S is in Sam.com.
So
DS3603 at SHOS.com.
Okay, DS like David Sam, right?
David Sam, correct.
Okay, 3603 SHOS.com. Okay, so I will, once we get off the phone, I'll send over the application along with the short list of documents we would need from you. And once you get them into me, then we can get you an approval fairly quickly here in about 48 hours. And assuming you go forward and everything's good, then we can have you funded, you know, fairly
very good.
Quickly after that. Okay.
Yeah, very good.
When is a good time to follow up with you?
Probably, I'll get everything ready by first thing tomorrow. I'll have everything ready and email and or fax to you. I probably will email the bank statements, because it's easier if she just, from our bank, just emails them over to you.
Yeah.
And so if and then I'll just fax you the application with the other documents.
Okay, perfect. That's fine. The email I sent to you will have my direct dial. So if you have any questions, you can call me directly, or you can always just reply to the email, and that'll go directly to me as well.
Okay, very good. Okay. We'll get everything done by tomorrow, so this way it gives you a couple of days to call me and answer. And then usually like midday, like now, is always a good time to reach me.
Okay, perfect. So I will be in contact with you, and I will look out for your email tomorrow.
Thank you much.
All right. Take thanks. Care. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.